The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
JD, there's been a lot of heartache for Leinster since they last became European champions in 2018, I think it was. It's now or never for them, isn't it?
We've been saying that a lot, haven't we? Yes, we have been saying that a lot. The Irish province playing defending champions Bordeaux Begle in the final of the Investec European Champions Cup, the showpiece of club rugby in Bilbao tomorrow, 2:45 Irish time, kickoff time at the San Mamés Stadium. Live commentary of the game here on Off the Ball Saturday on News Talk. You know what to do, folks. Leinster have won, what, four Champions Cups? They won the first four and they've lost the last four. That's what causes the heartbreak. And
not all finals, though, are they? Are those four? Some semis in? Have they lost four finals?
Yeah, they lost four finals, yeah.
Right. Okay.
So they lost in 19, the year after, the Saracens after they won, and they lost then three in a row between 22 and 24.
La Rochelle a couple of times.
Yes, and Toulouse. So Leo Cullen named his team earlier today. He's picked Thomas Clarkson in the scrum, interesting. Tommy O'Brien as well, fit to play on the right wing. Paddy McCarthy and Dermot Bangan named on the bench. No place in the squad for James Lowe. This is the Leinster team, folks. Hugo Keenan, Tommy O'Brien, Gary Ringrose, Robbie Henshaw, Rico Ioane, Harry Byrne, Jameson Gibson-Park, Andrew Porter, Dan Sheehan, Tom Clarkson, Joe McCarthy, James Ryan, Jack Conan, Josh van der Fleer and Caelan Dorris. Let's hear now from Leo Cullen, the head coach, hoping the Spanish city can be kind to Leinster once again. He's certainly been planning for this moment.
Well, I was here back in November, so it was definitely part of my mental process during the course of the season. This is what we want. Listen, every year we want to get to finals. It's... Some of us have great memories here. There's still a lot of players that were involved that day as young men, and now they're a lot more experienced under the belt since then on lots of different levels. So it's just making sure you bring all that experience to the fore on these days, isn't it? But it's been a great week. We've enjoyed the week. We've watched Bordeaux win the competition last year. And yeah, listen, it's, you know, we've very happy memories of this place specifically. So. Hopefully we'll have a great day tomorrow, but we know it's going to be a serious challenge, and we are fully respectful of Bordeaux team and what they've achieved in recent times. So, that's what you want. You want to be able to test yourselves against the best, and listen, Bordeaux probably have been the best team in Europe over the last couple of seasons.
Bordeaux defending champions Louis Bialbiadi in their 15 as the Six Nations player of the tournament. Irishman Noel McNamara, their attack coach, but just win. Leinster, they're in a final. In a final, you always have a great chance. And Leinster, there's so many Irish internationals in that team. And it's not the only game involving them.
Favourites, though?
Yeah, they are favourites. 5 to 6 point favourites. I remember Ulster play Montpellier tonight, the Challenge Cup final in Bilbao as well. Aoife Wafer, by the way, has been named in the shortlist for the Women's Player of the Six Nations. She won it last year, but look, Leinster.
She was magnificent.
Yeah, she was. Yeah, Leinster have not been great this season, I feel, but they're in a final, and sometimes... It's not been champagne rugby, but all you need to do is open the champagne, which hopefully they'll do tomorrow.
MJD, no Pep in their step going forward at Man City?
Yeah, had to end sometime. Pep Guardiola, 10 years and 17 major trophies, including 6 Premier League crowns, a Champions League, forming part of a treble in 2023, announcing today he's stepping down as Manchester City boss.
Is he the greatest football manager of all time?
It's a hard one. I mean, Alex Ferguson would be right up there as well, you'd have to think.
Ferguson didn't change football. Guardiola has changed football.
Yeah, that's a good... But
Guardiola... Like everybody, if you go out to a park now and watch an under-10 team, they play that way now. They play it out from the back. And he has changed... He has transformed football in a way I don't think anyone else has ever.
Well, the Brazilian team in 1970, I think, were the first team to play football in a different way. And then the Brazilian 82 team.
Yeah.
Also played football in a certain way. I mean, football has had many, like, Italians.
It's the transformation of it, though, I think is. He's revolutionised the game. Now, not necessarily for the better in all aspects.
But only one Champions League win in 10 years is the other side of the ledger there. A club that's a petrol state, unlimited money, 115 charges as well that they're defending. So there's other things on the other side of the ledger. But Guardiola, I went and saw Liverpool-Manchester City in 2018. That was a season when Liverpool finished a point behind City, 98-97. It was a goalless draw. But the football was off the scale, incredible. It was caramel. It was like watching silk on a sporting pitch. And Guardiola reflected on his time in charge of City at his news conference today.
Really satisfied. I don't know the right words. Really satisfied, happy and proud. And have been an... The experience, I would say, maybe of my life. Otherwise, it wouldn't have been 10 years. So, I cannot be more grateful for the amount of love and affection that I had, not today, these days, you know, for many, many years, and nothing else. So.
Why now?
It's the time. It's not wake up, go to sleep one day, wake up in the day after, I say, now is the time to leave. It is a process that I felt it for a while, and always the club respect me unbelievable for the fact the decision. The club has to be, of course, ready. And I felt that, listen, this job is every 2 days during many, many years, and Selhurst Park and Anfield and Madrid and FA Cup and the... And now I have to see, you know, live my life, at least see what happened. And 10 years is a lot of time, and I think the club needs, new manager, new energy, with these incredible players that we have right now, and you start to write another chapter.
Okay, Pep out, Michael Carrick in.
2-year deal, as we expected. 11 wins in 16 matches under Carrick, who has secured Champions League qualification for Manchester United. Robbie Keane, by the way, reports from Hungarian media suggesting he's leaving Ferencváros after a league title last year and a cup success this year, being linked with Celtic and Slovan Bratislava.
Yeah, I'm glad you pronounced Ferenc. Whatever, rather than me, JD. And the English squad has been confirmed for the World Cup, and there's some high profile emissions.
I was watching Thomas Tuchel today, their German coach, and the absolute conviction in the way he spoke was kind of refreshing, to be honest, because the English media lose their own of themselves about their national team all the time. He's picked a squad of 26 for the World Cup in the USA, Canada, and Mexico. England have got Croatia, Panama, and Ghana in their group. So the biggest surprise, the inclusion of Ivan Toney, who's been played in Saudi Arabia. But big omissions: Trent Alexander-Arnold, Harry Maguire, Cole Palmer, Phil Foden, also Morgan Gibbs-White and Adam Wharton might consider themselves unlucky not to be travelling for England at the World Cup this year. We got Jesse Sableton and Hayley Nolan named in an extended Republic of Ireland women's squad for the World Cup qualifiers against the Netherlands and France next month. League of Ireland Premier Division tonight, live commentary of Drogheda United versus Dundalk, and off the ball from Shane Coleman's neck of the woods, the Louth Derby. And then we have elsewhere, champion Shamrock Rovers playing Sligo Rovers, St. Pat's away to Derry City, Galway United hosting Bohemians, Shelburne versus Waterford.
Yeah, some tasty ties there. Final day of the Premier League season takes place on Sunday. It's all about who gets relegated, West Ham or Spurs. How are the nerves, JD?
Well, the apathy sometimes overcomes the nerves, but there are nerves. We're going to showcase live an exclusive commentary of Tottenham Hotspur versus Everton, because Spurs have to get a point. If they lose and West Ham beat Leeds, Spurs are going down. So Spurs know what they need to do. West Ham know what they need to do. Arsenal will get the trophy. You'll be delighted to hear that. Yeah. And watch that on Sunday at Crystal Palace before the Champions League final 2004. A long time. They well deserve it. Will Mo Salah feature for Liverpool? Final game against Brentford at Anfield. Arne Slot keeping his lips shut on that one. All 10 games kicking off at 4:00.
Okay, and just very finally, Ciara, we have a tasty one down in Killarney.
We absolutely do. Kerry v Donegal and the final round of the Munster and Leinster Senior Hurling.
Beautiful weather this for the Kerry Donegal.
In the most beautiful setting of any county stadium in the country.
Yeah, or race course, if you want to go down for the races there. Four rounds of the All-Ireland Football Championship games beginning tomorrow, which will culminate in the All-Ireland quarterfinals, reducing 16 to 8. To try and simplify it, you win 2 games in this phase of the competition, you get into the quarterfinals, you lose 2, you're out. You don't get a third chance. Fixtures these weekend in football as follows: Kerry Donegal tomorrow, in Killarney, Cork Meath, Porky Rin tomorrow, Galway Kildare tomorrow, Salt Hill, Roscommon Tyrone at the Hyde on Sunday. In the hurling, all of the Leinster games finishing 2:00 on Sunday. Dublin playing Kilkenny, Kildare meeting Offaly, Wexford versus Galway. Dublin on 7 points, Galway on 6, Kilkenny on 5, Offaly on 4. Take it as Red Offaly win in Newbridge. Kilkenny have no margin for error. I can't believe I'm saying this. Kilkenny, the Brian Cody era could be potentially not in the All-Ireland series. It is as a possibility. Munster, the game's throwing under 4. Cork hosting Clare. Limerick at home to tip. Cork, Clare and Limerick already qualified about determining who's in the Munster final. Clare need to beat Cork by at least 4 points on the proviso that Limerick win. If that's not enough for you sports-wise, you know what to do. Off the ball.
Jam-packed.
Tomorrow at 1 and Sunday at 1 on News Talk here. Enjoy your weekend, folks.
You too, JD. Thank you for that.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.